You're listening to Lake Effect Weekend from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Amy Kiley. This is just one of the great weekend programs here on WUWM. Also, be sure to catch A Prairie Home Companion, which airs Saturdays at 5 o'clock, and On the Media, which airs at 5 o'clock but on Sunday. Advocates of living a green life, as well as making money doing it, are gathering this weekend at the Walworth County Fairgrounds in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Organizers of EcoFair 360 hope to lure attendees to workshops ranging from building an electric motorcycle to designing a green roof. A local businessman is buzzing out there to share his creation. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz visited Charlie Keenan at an old factory in Bayview to learn about his beekeeping creation.
This old factory off Kinnickinnick has already received a lot of attention. It's home to Sweetwater Organics, so one chunk of the complex is filled with huge tanks of perch topped with interconnected trays of greens and vegetables. Outside, greenhouses and raised beds explode with more edible stuff. Charlie Keenan's office is tucked in between. He says his bees serve as principal pollinators for this operation. The 49-year-old, whose previous career was computer graphic design, says his interest in bees surprises even him. It started with his sister.
My sister, who's in Chicago working for the cultural arts department there, told me about a farm on 55th and Silver Spring. And I said, wait a minute, no, the only thing on 55th and Silver Spring is a military base. And she's like, no, next to the military base, there's a little farm. I'm like, you're kidding. And so I happened to be driving by one day, and I'm like, I got time, I'll stop. And this was, you know, this was 2001 or 2002, so nobody knew about this place in Milwaukee. And so I went in there, and Will was working in the back.
That's Will Allen, the founder of the now internationally acclaimed Growing Power. Allen immediately enlisted Charlie Keenan's computer and marketing skills. As Keenan learned about all things growing, he discovered bees from experts.
A guy named Michael Thompson, who's a beekeeper out of Chicago, who arguably could be the beekeeper who got legalized beekeeping in cities started. He was one of the original ones to get the bees on the roof of Mayor Daley's office on Michigan Avenue. And places like New York City passed the beekeeping ordinance because Chicago passed theirs. It's like, well, if Chicago did it, well, then we got to do it. And once New York did it, why can't Cincinnati? Why can't Minneapolis? Why can't Milwaukee, Madison, et cetera, et cetera? So I had Michael Thompson in the back, and he was playing with the bees, and I had the camera on him. And eventually he lured me in. And once he did, I caught the buzz. You know, I was like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. And it was beekeeping that was what was cool. The bees and what the bees do and how the bees move around inside of the hive is fascinating. You know, the honey stuff and that's work. And you know, I kind of didn't understand what I was getting myself into, but I was hooked. And so next thing you know, I'm hooked up with the beekeeper, the first beekeeper of Growing Power, who's Jesse Spanis, who's now the president of this company, and my business partner. And so between the two of us, we started conducting classes at Growing Power. And it
was that coming up, you know, by the time Milwaukee had its ordinance?
Yeah, now that was kind of the cool thing, or the interesting thing, because in the beginning, the people who were showing up at Growing Power were from all over the world. And were dignitaries from all over the world, yet that hardly anybody from Milwaukee was showing up. It was just other people.
Undeterred, Keenan started keeping his own bees.
So I went to the bee place, and I got the bee box, and I got the bee suit and the smoker and the veil and the whole nine yards, and I was a beekeeper. And so I had my hives in front of my house in Mequon, and all was hunky-dory until end of July, beginning of August, when my stack of bee boxes was up to my shoulders and beyond, and I was lifting these things up, and they're 75 pounds heavy when they're full of honey, and they got 5,000 stingers in there. So you don't just yank them off, you carefully move them. And it started getting pretty heavy and pretty tedious, and my, you know, advocation became a vocation.
He and a couple of friends started tinkering with a small, less cumbersome system. But it wasn't until Milwaukee passed a law allowing city residents to keep bees that Keenan followed through with his design.
What we did is we built these bee pods, and we brought together a bunch of old-time beekeepers and new-time beekeepers about a year and a half ago. And we said, take a look at this. Comb through the hive, see what you think. And most of the old-time beekeepers were poo-pooing the whole idea immediately. You know, it's not a stack box hive. What's the big deal? When I went through and did the explanation to them of what we were looking for, one by one I saw the light bulbs go on. And many of them said, no, this isn't for me, but I understand what you're doing, and that's a good idea. And so what we got from them was information of how should we do this and what changes would you do and what do you think. So then we went into a beta test, and we took 10 of these and we put them out into the greater Milwaukee area, and we had beekeepers, new and old, do it. And we followed them around and shadowed them and said, what are you having problems with, what's working, what's not. And so this is the invention of all of that.
Picture an old-fashioned cradle. Keenan's creation, called the Bee Pod, resembles one. We step outside to the back of the factory to see Keenan's apiary surrounded by bee-pleasing plants.
It's a cradle in which an internal chamber houses a bee colony. And that chamber expands out as the bee colony grows. And it's up on legs, so you don't have to bend over. So it sits about waist height. It has windows on both sides so you can look inside and not be disturbing the bees. And then when you pop the lid off, you can go through the hive piece by piece. And inside we've got feeders and abilities for you to maintain the hive. It's about 80 pounds when we ship it, 83 pounds when we ship it.
Keenan pops the lid and, holding a turkey feather, yes, a turkey feather in his hand, gently lifts up one of the panels. Some bees begin to swarm out of their pod.
If the bees get too busy for you, then what I want you to do is to just drop your hands to the side. Hold the mic up. But no, drop the hands to the side and just take steps back.
Okay.
Because what bees will do is they'll perimeter defend. And so a guard bee will fly out of here and will be concerned with you and will not kill herself for you, but will bump you. We'll go, hey, don't like you near me, okay? And so you'll take that hint and you'll start to back up and go, okay, I don't need you to kill yourself, I'll just back up. When you hit a certain spot, they'll turn around and go back to their post. They'll stay at their post until you give them an alarm that says, hey, I got to bump you again. So bee bumping is a typical thing. And so what we use is a feather because we can pick up bees off of your arm easier, we can shush them out of the way easier. And what we found is that a feather works really well because it's only one blade thick. If we use a brush, the bee gets caught. The bee gets caught in the bristles and doesn't know what's going on and maybe starts to sting just because they're like, I don't know where I am.
I do a bit of backing up and Keenan does some shushing, but there was no stinging. The beekeeper says that's because the bee's focus is home building.
These are called bee bridges. And so they hold hands to be able to engineer how to build their honeycomb. This is how they measure to how to build their honeycomb. And they're perfect builders. So as I move this over, you can see the bees are holding on to each other. Look at that bee comb. And these are the beginning builders. And what bees are able to do is out of their abdomen, out of the bottom of their backside, at one point in time in their life, they are able to secrete wax in little bricks. And so when you see bees hanging in a pile like this, these are builders. Now look at the honeycomb that they've built. And look at how they're hanging at the bottom of the honeycomb.
What of this are you taking with you to EcoFair?
What we do with EcoFair and what we do with most things is we bring information and advocacy and education. We don't want to bring bees into a situation because we don't know where people are with bees. But we've got another convert, right? You know, if you could see where Susan is right now, she's surrounded in bees and she's smiling. So this is what we bring to people, is a smile and an education and knowledge. So
listen,
this is the one.
I feel like it's a huge responsibility being a beekeeper.
Well, I one way of putting it would be yes, because, you know, what you're trying to do, I mean, you know, it sounds heady, but in some ways it's sort of like real. I mean, we're saving the planet, you know. I mean, colony collapse is real. The bees are dying. If the bees die, we die. You know, to me, you know, I used to be kind of a bit more politically activated, and now I, you know, Democrats, Republicans, you know, any of that stuff doesn't matter. What's more important is bees, because bees help all of us. It's been great for me because I'm doing what I love, and I'm able to talk to everybody about it. I don't have to worry about, you know, who's my audience one way or the other. It's more just, you know, this is common sense, and these are important creatures, and we need to get them into everybody's backyard.
Come on along, you guys, and take a look right in here.
I lead Keenan to a new audience. The bee pod lid safely shut, he welcomes a group of wide-eyed kids. Up until now, they've been watching the air show from a safe distance.
And we'll open up some windows over here. We'll have you guys take a look. So come on around to this side.
Keenan says it's going to be a while before he makes money off this system, but adds every time he wins over an old-time beekeeper, he knows he's making progress. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Charlie Keenan is co-founder of Bee Pods based in Bayview. This weekend, you'd find him at EcoFair 360 taking place in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. He spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. That concludes Hour 1 of Lake Effect Weekend. Keep listening after the break. We've got another full hour of the show here on WUWM and WUWM HD1 Milwaukee Public Radio.